Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Yeah, hold on, ma'am. Okay, I'm a Best Buy customer, consumer, Total Tech, and I've got an order number, and your email and Best Buy's text are telling me that something's being delivered tomorrow. And so I called Best Buy trying to change the date, and they're telling me that they can't change the date. But one of the reasons they can't change the date is because the product is not available. So I'm not sure what you guys are delivering.
Okay, what's your order number for Best Buy?
11-22-00-98-17-225.
All right, so that was 112-200-981-7225.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, not, well, it's still searching, so. All right, there we go. And what is the name on the order?
Maurice Furman, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, and then Furman, F as in Frank, U-R-M-A-N.
Okay, with an address of 414 Kayton Avenue, K-A-Y-T-O-N, in San Antonio, Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, they says for a under the cabinet range hood and a gas range.
Correct. And so I called trying to change it to May 1st, and they're not able to do it. And one of the reasons was that I think it's the 24-inch gas range is not available.
Okay. And did they tell you when it would be available?
No, ma'am. They don't know. I mean, I was just casually changing it to May 1st, and I don't know. By then, maybe they should have it. I originally placed this order. I think I bought this at the store maybe in September or something.
Okay.
But we're remodeling a house, and the house isn't ready for anything. And that's where we're at.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what your email shows that you're delivering something, and I don't know what you could be delivering, maybe just the,
well, we the did not get notification that it wasn't available. Unless they tell us the product didn't come in, we're going to proceed to come out. Now, we can't schedule you for May 1st because May 1st is a Sunday and we don't work on Sundays.
Well, I just picked May 1st. It could be 2nd or 3rd. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But so then it really isn't on your truck or anything, is it?
No, nothing is on the truck.
Okay. Well, then,
they pick up the morning of, so they would have went and
okay,
picked
so they,
it up the,
right.
in the morning.
Right, and supposedly the store that, I mean, I'm not sure I understand the logistics, but something like the store that would have had the product would then have gotten it over to a warehouse where I guess your guys
where we pick
it up to take. Right, and so the store that would have had the product doesn't have it. So if you guys had gone to the warehouse to pick up, there'd be nothing to pick up.
It'll be nothing there. And then you would have got a call in the morning stating that the product was not available. But since you had to do a reschedule anyway, you found
right.
out tonight.
I found out tonight. So that way we could not waste each other's time trying to find it when we know it's not there. So anyway, I scheduled, I told Best Buy May 1st, but I mean, between now and May 1st, I will touch base and see if it's available. I wonder if it's not being made at all, because like I said, I bought this, I think, in September with the thought that that would give them plenty of time. And I think back then the salesman thought that it was available. Maybe with COVID or whatever, it's not being produced.
Okay. Well, I have gotten you rescheduled. So if it comes in prior to, you know, with you checking back and forth with Best Buy, you can always give us a call,
right.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much, man.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO. You enjoy your evening.
Thank you, Member.
All right. Bye-bye.